More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, healing old hurts. Has someone treated you poorly, let you down, hurt you in some way? Having a hard time moving on? Let us help. 877-573-7825.
All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to Life. Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to Life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life, coming to you live from the EWTN Radio Conference at the Hilton in McLean, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C. We are happy to be here with you today. We're talking about healing old hurts, whether those hurts are from long ago or, you know, more recently. We want to talk about those times when it's hard to move on from those things that someone may have done or said to you that just kind of knocked you off your feet, made you feel a little off balance, and you're still smarting from it in some way or another. 877-573-7825 is the number to call. Again, it's 877-573-7825.
And we'll talk about old hurts, but we can also talk about the new hurts that are going on for us as people, as Catholics today, as we went through the horrible situation at Annunciation School in Minneapolis, where we are all grieving, we are all shocked, we are all bereaved, and yes, we're all scared and hurt in some way by it. Whether you're trying to deal with new hurts in your life, whether it's this particular situation, as we all pray for all of those involved, or if it is a hurt in your life that's just happening now that you're shocked by, or something that it just keeps rearing its head in your life, and you feel like maybe you've put it in its right place, and yet it comes back up. You feel the pain. You go back to that time. Let's talk about healing all of this today. God has healing for us, but we need to help each other. We need to tap into our resources. We need to join with the Holy Spirit in actively pursuing that healing of old hurts. So please join us today on More to Life right here from the EWTN Radio Conference in Virginia at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
We didn't introduce ourselves, actually, though, Lisa. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And this is More to Life. And we're coming to you again live from the EWTN Radio Conference, just outside of the nation's capital, here in McLean, Virginia. And we are taking your calls right now about healing old hurts at 877-573-7825. Call up and share. Has someone lashed out at you, disappointed you, let you down? Maybe it's an old hurt or something that happened more recently. Either way, if you're struggling to move past the pain, we want to help you find ways to really begin that healing process. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825.
So join us today, and let's talk about how to heal those wounds, old or new.
877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's Theology of the Body. And if you're wondering, well, what is that, and how could it possibly help me deal with old hurts, well, you come to the right place. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, gave a series of reflections over the course of about 5 years where he answered the question, if we could take a look at everything that God has given us, creation, salvation, history, scripture, the sacraments, all of it, what universal principles could we discern that would help us understand God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships.
The theology of the body reminds us that every person is made in the image and likeness of God, created for love and communion. And that means when someone hurts us, treats us disrespectfully, betrays us, well, it's not about us. It's actually a desecration, an assault on the dignity that God extends to each of his sons and daughters. Forgiveness and reconciliation, then, isn't just about letting someone off the hook. It's about doing what's necessary to charitably but effectively assert and restore the dignity that someone tried to undermine or take from us. Of course, we must always forgive, which is defined by giving up our desire to hurt someone or for having hurt us. And sometimes forgiveness looks like reconciliation, but other times it means setting healthy boundaries so we can continue to love the other person without enabling their sinful behavior, especially if it's toward us.
So what are some practical tips to apply this? Well, first, we want to remember that forgiveness is a process, not a one-time decision. We want to start by bringing our hurt to God and asking him to heal our hearts. Second, we need to pray for the other person, the person that hurt us. Not that they get what's coming to them, but that God would bless them and help them to repent and grow and learn from their mistakes. Third, we want to discern whether reconciliation is safe or possible. You know, if the person's repentant and capable of healthy change, then by all means, we need to open the door. But if not, it's okay to use boundaries to both keep ourselves safe and continue to draw attention to the work that the other person needs to do to show that they're accepting responsibility for their actions and actually working for change. And finally, don't try to do it alone. Healing often requires the support of trusted friends, a good spiritual director, or even a counselor who can walk with us. Through grace and wise effort, God can lead us down the path to freedom, healing, and deeper communion. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Let us help you heal those old hurts. Again, the number, 877-573-7825. With that, let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence today, and we ask you for the grace to heal those old hurts, to be able to find ways that we can begin to know how to move forward in the steps toward reconciliation. How can we begin to heal those hurts through your grace and through the good work that we do to cooperate with it? Help us to respond to those people who are perhaps unrepentant, who are struggling to take responsibility for their behaviors in ways that increase the likelihood that they will hear your call to repentance. And for those who are repentant and willing to change, we ask you for the grace to leave the door open to reconciliation and to teach us how to walk those steps in a way that will truly heal the wounds that separate us. We ask all this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
And we are taking your calls right now. The topic today, healing old hurts. We are coming to you live from the 2025 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference in McLean, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. And we are talking with you right now about the challenge of healing old hurts. Has someone lashed out at you, disappointed you, let you down in some way? It could be an old hurt or something that happened more recently. But either way, are you struggling to move past that pain? Maybe you've said you forgive that person, but the hurt and the anger are still there. Or maybe they continue to do the hurtful thing or deny responsibility, or worse still, blame you for what they did. What does a Christian do in those situations? What if the person who hurt you is no longer in your life? In all these complicated situations, it's hard to know what healing can look like. Let us help you heal those hurts that are hard to get past. 877-573-7825.
Greg, we got a very, very interesting email here from Kenley, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio. She says, my mom passed away 3 years ago. She had been ill for about 8 months. So I was 17 when she got sick and just 18 when she died. I was still 18 when my dad remarried just 6 months later. He never even let on that he was dating anyone until a week before their wedding. I have two sisters who are younger than me, and we were all shocked and devastated all over again with a brand new grief and a complete lack of understanding of what was happening in our lives. I'm now 21, and I find that I'm still hurt, and it's affecting my trust in other people, especially with a guy I've been dating for a few months. He's great. I really like him. He's a godly man. But I'm bothered by a fear that he won't be honest or loyal to me. There's no evidence that he wouldn't be, but I think I just don't feel like I can trust anyone after how my dad blindsided us like that. I don't want to be like this. How can I heal and feel normal again? And that's Kenley listening in Ohio.
Kenley, thank you so much for the question, and I'm so sorry that you went through such a difficult experience. Hold just one second. I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. Both the loss of your mom and the sudden remarriage of your dad within the same year is just devastating. So many different changes, and barely having time to grieve and not having the support that you needed from your father especially.
And I'm assuming, based on your email, that you never really got a chance to talk through any of this with your father. If you're saying you're still grieving, you still feel blindsided, that you don't even really know why he made the decision that he made. And so you're dealing with having to do all of this as internal work, probably.
But I will say this. When it comes to the question of trusting people, what we really need to do is learn how to trust ourselves. What I mean by that is that the reason that you're having a hard time trusting your boyfriend is because you don't trust that you know what it would look like to be able to trust him. You don't know, you didn't see what was coming when your dad remarried so quickly. You didn't know what signs to look for that he wasn't able to be there for you, or what to say, okay, I need to protect myself here. And so it's just this sense that people, quote-unquote, in general, could just change and hurt you in a certain way that you don't see coming. And the reason I'm emphasizing that is because if we can't trust other people unless we know other people completely, then we can never trust anybody, because we never know anybody completely. But if we can know what signs to look for and what constitutes a trustworthy person, somebody who will show up for us, that does deserve to place our hearts in their hands, then we can trust others, because we trust ourselves to see the difference.
And as we're looking at those other people, we're also making sure we're working on ourselves. So one of the things that was obviously very lacking in your relationship with your dad was an ability to communicate with each other. So are you working on, and I think based on the beauty of the way you wrote your email, are you working on being able to communicate your feelings, your needs to other people in your life, and especially with anyone close to you, this boyfriend, your sisters, your friends? Are these people who will actively talk about their feelings, their needs with you? Because when you're open in that way, there's much less of a chance that you're going to be blindsided by someone again.
I would like you, though, to really look at your boyfriend and your dad in your mind side by side and ask yourself, what is similar and what is different? How did your dad respond to problems that occurred in your family life? How does your boyfriend respond to those kinds of problems that occur in his life or in your relationship? When you try to share your feelings with your boyfriend, how does he respond to them? Versus when you tried to share your feelings with your dad, how did he respond to them? When you need to talk about difficult things, how does your boyfriend respond to that? And do you come away feeling affirmed and heard and responded to? Versus how did your dad respond to you whenever you were trying to talk about hard things, especially in the wake of your mom's passing? Because what's happening, okay, when our right brain makes associations between present experiences and past experiences so that it can kind of give us a gut level idea of how to respond. But because the right brain makes general associations on the fly, it's not always accurate. So, for example, Lisa might say something to me that reminds me, that reminds my right brain, of something my mom said when I was 5 years old.
That's happened.
It happens to all of us, right?
Absolutely happens.
And so then my right brain says, well, these two things are exactly the same, so you should maybe pout. Or maybe throw a tantrum, or do something else.
Or withdraw, which is in the case of, you know, a lot of what you've been dealing with in your life, what your dad was doing. So you'll read that, the right brain will read that very much in the same way.
So what's happening is your right brain is looking at your boyfriend and saying, you know, you can't trust guys who say they love you because of what happened with your dad.
But can't trust somebody just because they have this title, he's your boyfriend, you think, okay, he'll be here, but your dad. It's going to keep dragging you through that the way you're saying it is.
So to get past this, you're going to have to separate these two men out in your mind and see, are they really different? Or is your right brain trying to tell you something? That, oh, no, there really are similarities here. You can't trust him because he acts the same kind of way around communication, around sharing feelings, around difficulties, around problems that your dad did. But if you can see that, no, he really is a different person. You know, I come away from conversations with my boyfriend feeling heard, feeling seen, feeling cared for. I come away from conversations with my boyfriend feeling like we've got a plan, we've got solutions. He's not hiding things from me. He's not doing things behind my back.
He's willing to share his emotions, not just facts. He's in tune with what he's feeling, and he doesn't have walls up about them with you because you're supposed to be the closest person in his life right now.
The more you can do that, the more you can evaluate in a clear-eyed way whether your boyfriend is trustworthy or not. Now, additionally, you did go through some extraordinary things with the passing of your mom, the almost immediate remarriage of your dad, and I'm sure a lot of other things that are kind of attendant to that. And so if you're finding that this is still affecting you in lots of different ways, as it would probably naturally do so, I would encourage you to seek out faithful help with a good, faithful counselor in your area or working through CatholicCounselors.com to begin to heal those wounds on a deeper level. But this is where you can get started, so that you can at least evaluate the relationship that you're in and know how best to respond to it moving forward. All right. Thank you so much, Kenley, for the question. If there's more we can do to support you, I hope you'd reach out to us here on More to Life or through CatholicCounselors.com. And we are taking your calls, listeners, on our show today titled Healing Old Hurts. Has someone treated you poorly, let you down, hurt you? Are you having a hard time moving on for whatever reason? Whether you've told that person you've forgiven them, but the pain is still there, or you're struggling to get yourself to the place that you've forgiven, and you're not sure what reconciliation would look like, or even if it's safe to consider it. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. We're coming to you live from the 2025 EWTN Radio Conference here in McLean, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital, and we would love for you to join the conversation about healing old hurts. More to Life will continue after the break with your calls. Plus, we'll be joined by Rachel Isaac, who'll be sharing some insights on how to stop ruminating over old hurts. Stick around for that and a whole lot more when More to Life continues right after the break.
Join Macomb County Right to Life for their annual Focus on Life Benefit Dinner. It's Tuesday, September 16th at the Mirage Banquet Center in Clinton Township. Hear a powerful testimony from Melissa Oden, abortion survivor and founder of the Abortion Survivors Network. The host is radio broadcaster Tom Jordan. VIP tickets are available with the dinner beginning at 6:45. Reserve your tickets today at nwmacombforlife.org. That's nwmacomb4life.org.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak from More to Life. Every day, Ave Maria Radio helps you find faithful answers to tough personal and relationship problems.
But now we need your help. The gerbils on the treadmill that keep our stations on the air are getting tired.
Well, not really. But after 28 years, a lot of equipment and infrastructure is in urgent need of an update.
If you've been blessed by Ave Maria Radio, please visit AveMariaRadio.net and make a donation so we can keep supporting you for years to come. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we are coming to you live from the 2025 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference in McLean, Virginia. We're asking you to join the conversation, 877-573-7825. We're talking about healing old hurts, and if someone has treated you poorly, whether in the past or recently, you're having a hard time moving past it, finding ways to forgive. We are taking your calls, 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Rachel Isaac. She is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. She specializes in the psychology of success and directs the CatholicCounselors.com program in performance excellence, where she works with Catholic athletes, performers, executives, and other people who need to be their best under pressure. Rachel Isaac, welcome to More to Life.
Thank you for having me.
So you wanted to share some insights that you share with your clients about how we can stop kind of turning over in our heads those old hurts, stop ruminating quite so much about all that. Where do we start?
Well, when we hold on to hurts, it's usually because our mind kind of keeps replaying the story of what happened. So each replay strengthens that emotional grip that the memory has on, keeping our nervous system in that essentially threat mode. And this not only fuels stress, but it also kind of robs us of mental clarity and confidence. So instead, it's really helpful to practice releasing the story by shifting our focus from what happened to me to what can I do now, or why they did it, to who I want to be in response, or how I was wronged to how I can grow. You know, this reframe can really interrupt, like, that loop of rumination. It calms our nervous system, and it puts us back in a position of agency. You know, from a mental performance perspective, it frees up mental energy that we would otherwise be using to kind of get stuck in the past. So we can be fully present and effective in the moment when we make that shift and use that reframe. And then when the hurt resurfaces, write down the story in one sentence, and then immediately rewrite it with more of a growth focus, saying something along the lines of, because this happened, I've learned blank, and I choose to respond with blank. And when we do that, we release the story into God's hands. We create the space for Him to write a better one, one that shapes us into who He's calling us to be. The simple shift really helps us build resilience, it strengthens emotional control, and helps us move forward without minimizing the hurt that happened.
You know, Rachel, I'm glad you included the question, who do I want to be now? Because the other questions are great questions if your brain isn't totally locked down in the fear and the hurt. But if we can say, who do I want to be now, that really does allow us to step out for a moment and say, okay, I really don't want this to affect me in this way. I want to have a sense of efficacy. I want to feel a sense of peace. I want to fill in the blank rather than what can I do to fix this situation or never let it happen to me again or not let this or heal with this person. When we talk about who we want to be instead, that starts to calm our brain enough to start thinking, doesn't it?
Well, you're absolutely right about kind of that efficacy, like that agency, right? When we keep replaying old hurts or when we think we need to fix it from the other person or we hold on to those grudges or whatever it is, we're ultimately kind of giving the other person the power to control our actions, right? We're inadvertently giving them continued power, and that's going to continue to hurt us.
Now, but we almost think we have to get their permission to heal sometimes, don't we?
Right. Or we even think that in some way, by holding on to that hurt, we're somehow hurting them. But we're not. We're only hurting ourselves. And so if we can recognize that and we can reclaim our power and say, no, who do I want to be? How do I want to respond? God, what are you calling me to do with this or how to grow from this? We're claiming our power back, you know, because we're recognizing I'm not hurting them by holding on to this. I'm only hurting myself, you know, and I'm only hurting my future. So I don't want to do that anymore. I take that power back and I decide with God what moving forward looks like, what healing looks like.
Well, and what you're really talking about here is, you know, getting at the intention of rumination. You know, we turn those old hurts over and over in our heads because we're trying to protect ourselves. We want to make sure that we can see it coming again. But then that just leaves us stuck in the past. And but of course, we can't forget it, on the other hand, because it happened to us. And it's not possible to just forget things that happen to us, especially when they're painful. But doing what you're suggesting allows us to say, what do I need to do now to feel safe? What lessons can I take, or skills can I learn, or decisions do I need to make moving forward to make sure that I can protect myself or I can handle similar situations in the future?
And that frees our heart and our mind enough to be able to then say, Lord, what do you want to make of this? You know, this happened in my life. What do you want me to do with it now? What's the purpose?
And that self-trust is exactly what also helps build our confidence in ourselves, too. So it's not I'm leaving myself open to be hurt again by thinking I have to forget and move on. It's knowing what happens, but knowing how I want to respond differently and the strengths and gifts that God's given me to be able to respond differently moving forward.
Amen. Rachel, thank you so much for being with us. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to go to CatholicCounselors.com to check out the CatholicCounselors.com program in performance excellence. And we are taking your calls right now, listeners, at 877-573-7825. We're coming to you live, as you can hear from the background noise, from the EWTN radio conference in McLean, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. Our radio affiliates and hosts are meeting here this week.
Welcome to an Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matty and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
We all know that something is eternal, and it ain't houses, and it ain't names, and it ain't earth, and it ain't even the stars. Everybody knows in their bones that something is eternal, and that something has to do with human beings. Those are the famous words from the stage manager of Thornton Wilder's three-act play, Our Town. And in that play, each character strives to find the eternal in what they do or might do, in giving famous speeches and traveling to exotic places and connecting themselves to the glories of a great nation. But as Emily, the main character, too late discovers, the eternal is not in what we do, but in what we are. That painful discovery is in her final futile words to her mother. Just for a moment now, we're all together. Just for a moment, we're happy. Let's look at one another. Herein is the fundamental message of the pro-life movement. The eternal is in each of us. Let's look at one another. GuadalupeWorkers.org.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Why are some married couples happy while others struggle? You might think that happy couples argue less and resolve issues more efficiently than unhappy couples. But in fact, research suggests that both happy and unhappy couples argue about as much and struggle similarly with problem solving. The real difference is that happy couples consciously work toward maintaining their relationship and emotional health. For example, they create rituals for working, playing, talking, and praying together on a daily and weekly basis. Happy couples also look for ways to help each other out from day to day, little things that might make the other person's day easier or more pleasant.
And then, when conflict breaks out, as it inevitably does in any human relationship, they realize that the most important thing isn't solving the conflict, but how they come to that resolution. Happy couples take care of each other while they go through that conflict so they can work to find solutions together. Marriage isn't easy, but the good news is that with a little work, any couple can find real happiness together. Get more tips for building a strong marriage in my book, How to Heal Your Marriage and Nurture Lasting Love. And if you'd like faithful help for your relationship, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Healing Old Hurts as we come to you live from the 2025 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference just outside the nation's capital in McLean, Virginia. Join the conversation. Let's talk about healing those old hurts, whether they are hurts from your past or from the more recent past. We want to help you heal. Decide whether it's safe to reconcile, and look at what boundaries you might need to set to keep things going in the right direction. 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with Paul, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Jersey on Sirius XM 130.
Hi, Paul. Welcome to Word of Life. What can we do for you?
Yes. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay, great. Hi, Doctor, and hi, Lisa. My hurt is from basically 5 years ago. One of my siblings, my brother, did something. We're in business together, and he did something that was really kind of sneaky. And then later he told me about it, and then I we got in kind of a spat with him hanging up on me. And then I said, I don't want to talk to him anymore because what he did was very... It's very unhonorable. And I didn't talk about it for a while. I guess it's built up for years, and about, 4 months ago, it started to build up in terms of, I didn't realize it was still really there. And what ended up happening with me is that I started to, create fear of almost everyone except for my children and my wife. And I was on this high alert type of, and I still kind of am. And I think I'm going to get over it. I had a conversation with them. I told them, look, you really hurt me. And, it was good conversation. He came around a bit, but I still keep going back to it. And I don't know how to stop that.
And, Paul, when you say he came around a bit, what did that look like? Was he repentant? Did he have a plan to never do anything like that to you again? Or did he just kind of, get around to, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done that?
He was really mostly kind of saying, I remember that, and, I'm sorry. And then I told him I forgive them, and... I felt really great at the moment. I felt great for a few weeks after that, but my whole nervous system is still in this fight or flight response.
So let me ask, this isn't just specifically about your brother anymore, then. This is about people in general. You just feel afraid to trust anybody. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, so it's more than just how, can you reconcile with your brother? It's really, how can you stop your, as you said, nervous system from being in overdrive all the time, right?
Yeah, and I keep ruminating, going back to it, and, replaying it in my mind, and I'm like, I just can't believe, he would do such a thing, or people do such things to people, especially, anyone, but especially,
So behind that, like we were talking about with Rachel just a few minutes ago, the reason that we ruminate about these things is because we want to be prepared for it happening again. I want to make sure that that I'm on high alert to make sure that I can see it coming so that I'm ready the next time. And so what we do is we replay that scenario and then start globalizing it, where we kind of project it onto every person around us. That person could hurt me in some way. That person could hurt me in some way. And what we really and what happens then is that we get stuck in it. We don't actually prepare ourselves for anything. We just perpetually live it over and over and over again. And so what Rachel was talking about in her segment is really what you need to be focusing on here, asking yourself, what would I need to know about myself? What would I need? What skills would I need to have? What insights could I take or lessons could I learn from that experience with my brother to be able to handle a similar situation if it were to happen again? So rather than it being what if, you want to think, focus more on even if. Instead of going, what if that person betrayed me? What if that person hurt me? What if that person, you know, was untrustworthy? Even if that person was untrustworthy, I could handle it because I know X, Y, and Z about myself. Or I could handle it because I know how to set these kinds of boundaries. Or I would know how to handle it because I can see the kinds of behaviors that my brother did, and I can see them coming out in another person.
And I am more in tune with God in my life because I've been working through this with Him. So I'm more likely to be able to tap into the Holy Spirit to A, kind of give me those warning signs, but be there for me in consolation and help if, heaven forbid, something like that, you know, I miss the signs and it happened again. So you're drawing into yourself, you're figuring out what your even if is, and you're including God in that even if.
So when you go back, okay, because you've trained your brain now to ruminate about it all the time, and you're going to have to train yourself out of this. In order to do that, every time the rumination comes up, every time the old thoughts come back up again, you want to walk yourself through, what did I learn from this experience? What would I need to know? If something like this were to ever happen again, what would I want to do differently? What would I need to know, or what skills would I need to get that would enable me to handle this better? What things do I need to be doing to make sure that I'm, you know, seeing signs in people, whether I can trust them or not? And get the skills then, if you need additional support, to do that as well. You may at this point, because it's been a while and it's globalized to the point where you're seeing it in everybody, you might need to get some professional help. And if there's somebody you can trust locally, I encourage you to get in touch with them. If you're looking for faithful ways to respond to that fear and that anxiety, I'd encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. My book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, could also be helpful there. But this basic process of reteaching your brain how to think about this old experience so that you're not just reliving it or trying to forget it, but instead are learning from it and being able to trust yourself to know how to handle similar situations. If anybody else did hurt you in some way, how could you respond to that in a way that would be productive, that would help you feel competent and confident in the face of that? And if you're not sure, that's another reason to talk with somebody who could really help you learn those skills.
Well, and also to help you, just as a physical therapist would help you. You know, I remember breaking my toe years ago, and in it healing, cause, you know, they can never really do anything about it. In it healing, I learned to walk a little bit the wrong way, like on the side of my foot, and I couldn't just adjust it myself. My body was so used to accommodating to the pain of the broken toe, just as you're accommodating to the pain and the fear of what your brother put you through, that it did take a professional physical therapist to work me through exercises, hold me accountable for doing them even when I was home, and help me make progress and eventually completely recover from that. And so you may need a professional to help you through the steps of retraining your brain this way. It is completely possible that you can retrain your brain and come out far stronger and more confident in yourself than you've ever been, and even get to a place where you're thinking, well, he shouldn't have done it, I'm sorry he did it, but boy, it had benefits for me in the long run. And if you do the work on this, Paul, I truly believe God will allow that to happen.
So by all means, try to run with the suggestions that we've made here on the air. But if you need more support, check out my book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, or reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, or we can hook you up with a faithful Catholic counselor to help you overcome this fear and help you come to a place where you can feel more confident in your ability to not just, both anticipate possible problems, but respond to those problems well, so that you can trust yourself in those situations. 877-573-7825. Again, that number is 877-573-7825. Today's show is titled Healing Old Hurts, as we come to you live from the EWTN Catholic Radio Conference in McLean, Virginia, just outside our nation's capital. If you hear some background noise, that's what that is. All the radio affiliates are here this week talking about how we can make Catholic radio even better in the future. And we ask you for your support as well by making sure that you're keeping your local Catholic radio station in prayer and also making sure to support EWTN Catholic Radio with your dollars too. But we'll be right back with more in a minute. Right now it's time for our scripture of the day when it comes to us from Romans chapter 12 verses 17 through 18.
Do not repay anyone evil for evil. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Now, this verse is an important verse, but I think we tend to have a fairly superficial understanding of it, where we think that the only option here is to kill them with kindness, so to speak. That somebody treats us poorly, the only thing we can do is bake them cookies, because that's what the scripture says.
And be so excruciatingly nice that we're choking down on our pain and the disservice that was done to us.
But when St. Paul says, do not overcome evil by evil, but rather overcome evil with good, what he's saying is, don't lash out for someone having hurt you, but look for how you can work for their good, which in most cases means calling them to repent. And if they're unwilling to repent, setting boundaries that make them face what they did. Because working for somebody's ultimate good, at the very least, means reminding them that they are better than that behavior, that they are, as sons and daughters of God, they owe it to you and to themselves to do better in the future.
You know, and we look at Jesus, and when he forgave someone, he always said, go and sin no more. Now, sometimes people rejected that invitation, but other times they transformed their whole lives from their sinful natures. And so we have to walk in Jesus' steps in that way and not be afraid to call people on to repentance, to actually go to them and say, look, you've committed an injustice against me. This was beneath you. It was certainly not what I deserved. And I need us to be able to move on because, you know, by you actually apologizing and coming up with a plan so this never happens again.
And that's what it means to repay evil, not with evil, but with good. By working for the good of that person, by working for the good of the relationship, and when necessary, setting the boundaries that really challenge that person to repent and reconcile authentically. 877-573-7825. We'll be back coming to you live from the EWTN Radio Conference in McLean, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital. We're talking about old hurts and how to heal. We're taking your calls right after this.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Beckway Door is a top provider of garage doors as well as home entry, patio, and storm doors. Locally owned since 1978, we give free, no-pressure quotes at prices 20% lower than most competitors, and often provide same-day service for garage door repairs. Mention Ave Maria Radio for 10% off the replacement or service of your garage door or the installation of new exterior doors. Visit BeckwayDoor.com. That's BeckwayDoor.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak from More to Life. Every day, Ave Maria Radio helps you find faithful answers to tough personal and relationship problems.
But now we need your help. After 28 years, much of the equipment we use is out of date and no longer able to be repaired.
Our infrastructure is in urgent need of an update to keep broadcasting.
If you've been blessed by Ave Maria Radio over the years, please visit AveMariaRadio.net and make a donation so we can keep supporting you for years to come. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Are you paying high prices with a traditional health insurance company that pays for things that violate your conscience? There's an alternative available. Solidarity HealthShare is a community of faithful individuals and families that never share into immoral medical services, all while saving you money with prices starting as low as $85 per month for singles and $512 for families. Never fund another abortion with your healthcare dollars. Call 844-313-4999 to learn more.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are coming to you live from the 2025 EWTN Catholic Radio Conference in McLean, Virginia, just outside the nation's capital.
where our radio affiliates and hosts are meeting this week to learn how to make Catholic radio even better. And we are asking you to continue to support Catholic radio by making sure to support your local EWTN Catholic radio station, both with your prayers and your dollars. But right now we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825 as we talk about healing old hurts.
Let's talk now with Colleen, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New Hampshire.
Colleen, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, yes. I'm a 30-year-old hurt. What it happened is I was pregnant with my daughter, and my doctor all along wanted me to get sterilized after I had her because she said I would not survive another birth. And if I had more children, and I told them it was up to God. So what happened during the delivery is they had to put me under because it was a C-section, and she convinced my husband to sterilize me. And it caused a big hurt in our marriage, and it even caused me to try to commit suicide.
Oh, sweetheart.
Because I thought it was a rotten person for this to happen.
You thought you were a rotten person? How did you take your husband's decision to do this as that information for you? How did you blame yourself for it?
Because a long time ago, I had prayed to God that my dad would die because he was abusing my mother. And the next day, he died. So.
And, you know, you grew up in a situation where your abusive father was always, I'm sure, as part of the abuse, blaming your mother for everything that happened and running her down for everything that happened, even though he was the one with explosive anger and control issues. So as soon as you were put in a position where your husband made a decision, for whatever reason he chose to do that, that harmed your body and went against your wishes, you associated right back into what your poor mother had to go through for all of those years, I believe.
Colleen, can I ask you, what have you done to try to heal these wounds over the years?
Well, we're still married. I love him to death.
Well, but what have you done to try to heal both yourself and the marriage from this? Have you sought professional help for this?
I went to Catholic Charities, and I went to my pastor, and they both told me to divorce them, and I wouldn't do that. Because I think deep down inside, I believe that he didn't do this on purpose. He did it because we had two small children, one who was very ill before we had this child.
I'm sure that that's all true, right? I think there are lots of different extenuating circumstances in all of this. But what I'm really talking about here is that, you know, you're hating yourself for what happened to you. And what Lisa was pointing out, that you learned to blame yourself when other people treated you poorly
or violated your boundaries. And you saw that happen to your mother over and over again, and so that just seemed like the exact trigger to bring you into the place where what you saw as a child suddenly became owned by you.
And there's it's extraordinarily difficult to work through this on your own without professional support. And I'm sorry that you received advice that you didn't like at the time, that you disagreed with. But I do think that you need to be working with a good, faithful professional who can help you both learn how to forgive yourself and how you and your husband can... Well, how you can learn to trust your husband again. Because even though you say that you love him, there's a pain there that's still coming between the two of you 30 years later. And, you know, if you're working with the counselor and you say, look, I don't want to leave him, then that counselor needs to be working with you to figure out what that would mean then for the relationship moving forward. What kinds of ways do you need to learn to communicate better? How can you both learn from this experience to really feel like you're showing up for each other every day? You know, he made a decision under pressure, under duress, but how do you make sure that moving forward, whenever he's under pressure in any other situation, that he doesn't just do what feels right in the moment, but really is able to respect your wishes too? You know, there are big questions that still need to be answered. And so just because you got that feedback from those counselors doesn't mean that you don't still need their help. And I would really encourage you either to reach back out to one of those folks that you trust or to reach out to us, CatholicCounselors.com, to learn more about how we can help you begin to heal those hurts. Because I think it's incredibly important that you get that support. Because it's too much for you to try to do this on your own, or for us to even try to unpack it on the air in the few minutes that we've got. Not just the traumatic thing that was done to you against your wishes, but this twisting that your own mind did to blame yourself and see this as God's retribution for killing your father, essentially, which is, of course, is crazy thinking, and I'm sure you know that on some level.
Yeah, because it re-triggered, you know, in ways, your husband's situation, your situation were similar. Both of you were in desperate situations, and you said things, one to the surgeon, the other to God, that you didn't really mean. What you wanted was a way to be safe or to keep your mother safe in your situation. God knows that. He's omniscient. And he knows that when you said that to him, you didn't mean God kill my dad. You meant God get us out of this situation. Keep my mom safe. Keep me safe. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling terrified. And you said words, but God hears our heart. God knows what we really mean and what we really need. And he doesn't want you beating yourself up and hating yourself because you used one word in a desperate situation. He's not Zeus. He doesn't come along and smite people or say, well, you just said this one word, so we're going to just make sure I hold you to it and make you accountable for it forever. He knows your pain, and he has you listening to this show today, Colleen, because he wants to heal that pain. The pain of your childhood, the pain of the experience of losing your father in connection with that horrible time, and the pain of what you went through when you were delivering your child and your husband made that decision, and the pain that you're going through every day not getting the healing help you need to fix all of these things that keep coming up and playing these horrible games in your mind that you do not deserve. And I really encourage you to not continue the injustices in your life any longer, but to call a good pastoral counselor and get real help to be able to begin to untie these knots in your life and find freedom and find joy from all of this that has gone on in your life.
And so if you'd like to work with a faithful professional, I really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where we can really connect you with somebody who can guide you through the healing process for both yourself and for your marriage. We're coming into the last few minutes of the show, and we had a question from Jenny in Wisconsin that I think is a good way to summarize the high points, the main points from this particular episode, focusing on healing past hurts. And she was asking, does reliving something or forgetting something help you heal better from a relationship where you were hurt? And, you know, I think that those are the two options we tend to present ourselves with. And this is what Rachel was talking about in her segment as well. You know, I want to try to protect myself by replaying that scene over and over and over again, reliving that experience over and over again so that I'm on high alert and I can make sure that it doesn't happen again. But of course, what that does, instead of preventing it from happening again, is it allows it to just happen all the time in my mind and me reliving it all the time and feeling the feelings all the time. So then we get to a place where we say, well, I should just forget it. And then we push it out of our heads for 30 seconds, 30 days, whatever, but it comes back because you can't forget these things. The only thing you can do is pray through them to get to a place where you can take lessons from those experiences so that you can say, that was horrible, but here's what I learned to make sure that it doesn't happen again, or if it does happen again, how I can make sure to handle it so well that I can be proud of myself and confident going into it if I had to. What are the lessons I need to take from the experience? What things do I need to, how do I need to learn and grow? What skills do I need to acquire or develop so that if something like this were to ever happen again, I would be 100% confident in my ability to come out the other side stronger than I went into it. And the more you're able to do that, the more you're able to trust yourself. And the more you're able to leave behind those old hurts because you know they no longer have any power over you because you have cooperated with God's grace to get to a place where you are more than an overcomer, as St. Paul put it. So I hope that you can take from this show that, the idea that it's not just a matter of vacillating between reliving an experience or trying to push it out of your mind, but rather to look at it proactively and say, what can I take from these experiences? How can I grow from these experiences? How can I cooperate with grace in the face of these experiences to know that I have, through God's grace, what it takes to take care of myself moving forward? If you're looking for ways to heal those old hurts or apply the lessons that we've been talking about in today's show, I hope you'll reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life in the light of God's grace. That's CatholicCounselors.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Get out there and have a blessed day.
To Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.